Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Karen Reed back in court for another motions hearing on Thursday, the 6th of February, 2025. Reed accused of driving drunk and hitting her Boston cop boyfriend, John O'Keefe, then leaving him to die in the snow. Let's go to the courtroom and take a listen to that hearing.
I have no idea about this iCloud account. Or who owns the iCloud account, why this data on January 29th was moved from the DVR to the iCloud account. Mr. Brennan did say, do you want to have your expert come back out and watch as we download the iCloud account? And I said, let's defer that because this is these are the contours of motion that's going to be before the court. And I still want to defer it, because what I didn't want to do is pay another $12,000 or $15,000 for a second bite at this apple just to find out that iCloud account is somehow compromised as well.
Can you have someone record it? Can you have somebody that it won't cost you $12,000 if you want to come out and just have someone record it as it's being done?
Sure. I didn't mean to interrupt the court. Yes, I can certainly make accommodations other than flying an expert out and having somebody do it in person. That may be an option that we exercise. I may talk to Mr. Brennan about that, because I still want to have some transparency on that process. But what I don't want is to throw good money after bad at this issue when she's already spent $12,000, $12,200 and something dollars for absolutely nothing. This is not a matter of courtesy. This is a matter of obligation. This was a matter of Brady. It's no different. And by the way, the case that Mr. Brennan cites, he indicated that I cited that case. I didn't cite that case. Justice Gaggiano cited that case in his opinion in the committee case. And the ultimate opinion of that court was when there is a discovery violation, when there is a Brady violation, and there is no question that that's what's before this court, blatant discovery and Brady obligation, Brady violations. The court may remember, by the way, on the witness stand when these videos were coming in piecemeal, especially the inverted video, two or three witnesses all went like this. I wasn't the one told it. I wasn't the one that downloaded it. I wasn't the one that downloaded it. I don't know where it came from. It just ended up on my desk on a flash drive. I don't know where it came from. Everybody was pointing fingers at everybody else. Nobody could establish a single chain of custody for those videos, and we still don't have it. So Chief Rafferty's statement, yeah, come on out. No hesitation whatsoever. They can come look at it. I suspect it's because she knew it wasn't there. We were led in a circular runaround. And it was ultimately at her cost. And that's what.
So didn't the two of you, when you talk about good lawyering, didn't both of you agree that it was highly unlikely it would still be there? Or are you saying that part's not true? Mr. Brennan told me that.
I said, I'm concerned if we don't get out there fast. I don't know what the override protocol might be. So yes, I was concerned, but who cares? That's a no legal moment. What I thought and what Mr. Brenner and I discussed 3 years after the fact, when the Commonwealth has a self-executing obligation to provide that information to us because it's Brady. They also had an obligation pursuant to Mr. Iannetti's demand, not request, but demand to maintain that information.
So where is that demand? Is that in the file? Where is that demand?
February 2nd. I don't know what the docket number is. It was filed on February 2nd after arraignment.
Here?
Wherever the arraignment was, Mr. Iannetti.
It was in the Stoughton District Court.
Okay.
But it's part of the case file. And it stays with the Commonwealth, and that obligation stays with the Commonwealth. But I would propose to the court that even if the court's concern is, well, when was that filed, and did Mr. Brennan...
No, I haven't seen it. I know it's not part of our file, and you're talking about it as if it were here.
Your Honor, I can't say with certainty, but I believe that it may have been submitted as an exhibit to a previous motion, probably early on in this case.
Just wanted our record to be clear.
Of course.
Talking about Mr. Iannetti filed this. You did not file it in this court.
I may have filed it as an exhibit.
As an attachment, but it was never...
Right. There was, I don't mean to cut off the court, Judge.
It was never brought before me or a judge who had this case before me to be heard.
So there was early on, and so many motions have been filed in this case, but early on I did bring a motion, I believe before Your Honor, asking that all of the Stoughton District Court motions that I had filed at arraignment and thereafter be ratified by this court. That is in our record.
So I need you to find that.
Happy to do it.
And tell us when it was filed. I need to see
that. By the end of the day today, you will have whatever submissions we provided. And if it's not part of an exhibit, you will have that motion.
All right. Go ahead,
Mr. Chair. To answer that one question that I can't answer because I've seen the file, and it was filed February 2nd, 2022, court stamped. My point is, even if that weren't the case, and it is the case, the obligation is self-executing. That's what Justice Gaziano was talking about when he talks about, in the committee case, the self-executing duty that a prosecution has or a prosecutor has to maintain and preserve exculpatory information and provide that information to the defense. They didn't do that, and they led us to believe every single sign and signal, irrespective of what Mr. Brennan did or didn't actually personally know. The Commonwealth's conduct in this case, from the beginning of the investigation to now, suggested that that information existed, the DVR existed, video footage on the DVR existed, and we were going out there to download. We shouldn't have had to jump through this hoop and go on this wild goose chase at Ms. Reed's expense. It is not, I think we can all in this courtroom agree, none of this is our fault. We didn't do any of this. It's all on the Commonwealth's shoulders. It's all their responsibility. They should have to pay for what happened when we went out there for absolutely no good reason. And I'll submit.
All right. Mr. Brennan, I have just a couple of questions.
Yeah.
So you don't know for certain whether this information was in fact downloaded onto the hard drive, but you suspect it is based on your conversation with the named gentleman in your affidavit?
So there's two different systems. One's called the DVR NVR. That's the actual system that keeps all the footage that's recorded.
That commonly is overridden every 30 days.
Like has been overwritten.
Statewide police departments.
Yes, Your Honor. And that has been overwritten.
Okay.
And there is no information on that.
Okay.
When I spoke to the retired sergeant detective who had downloaded video, he said as a habit, he would routinely, when he would make a video copy from the DVR, he would place it in a separate file. I can't say that it's exhaustive. I can't say that it captures all of the video. It's when he would make a copy. And it seems in this case there were select copies made. It doesn't seem that there was ever a time when somebody just copied the entire event. Now, the issue of whether there was a request for it and the obligation of the Commonwealth, I think, is a separate issue. What exists on his hard drive in the detective file, I don't know. But what he has told me is he would routinely make copies of what he would provide to the court and the Commonwealth, or the Commonwealth and defense, and he would put on that separate file. I don't expect, and I'm only guessing, that it's going to be an exhaustive copy of the entire night of January 29th, 2022. I don't expect that. I expect it will be a copy of whatever it is that he has provided in this case. And so I think before it just lingers there forever, it should be copied and it should be provided to the defense.
All right. So I do want you and Mr. Jackson to talk about whether within the next week you do have somebody video it, or at your expense you send somebody out at it, but let's get moving with that. I know you said you'd make a download a copy and send it. Are you satisfied with that, Mr. Jackson, or do you want to have someone there while that occurs?
I at least want to noodle on that for a second, but I'll talk to Mr. Brennan about it.
All right. I'd like it done within the week. The person has to be there within next week, or the Commonwealth will download it. We've got to get this case moving, and you want it, so it's got to be provided.
The stall isn't my fault. Yes, we want it. That's why we asked for it in the first place.
So let's try and work it out before you leave here today, okay?
Sure.
Your Honor, I'm happy to defer the defendant's request. I'm prepared to do it now. They want me to wait. They want to have somebody there. I'm receptive. But we're ready to do it now.
All right. So I'm telling you to please wait, work it out, but no later than next week.
I understand.
All right. Thank you. Did you want to be heard further?
Briefly. Your Honor, although I've come into this case late, I am the Commonwealth, and I assume all responsibilities of the government's case in the history of it. This motion is not about a Rule 14 complaint or a violation. If the defense has a motion to sanctions or to dismiss, whatever the remedy is, because they think they've been aggrieved, that would be a different motion. This motion is they're trying to get the court or asking the court to impose costs because they had their expert come out at their request, and they were very clear about the risk associated with that. This motion should be denied. If there's a separate motion, we'll deal with that when it's filed. If I had known that the defense was going to argue something entirely different, and that is the failure to preserve, I would have made a copy of all Mr. Iannetti's motions and requests, and I would have provided them as an exhibit. But I did not do that because that was not the scope of this motion. This motion should be denied.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking this under advisement, and do not wait for a decision from me on this about whether or not you send somebody out to
we
get
won't.
That video.
We'll get started on that immediately.
All right. So let's move on to the Commonwealth's motion for clarification regarding the search warrant, or the contents of the defendant's phone, more accurately. Please.
In reviewing the discovery in this case, I learned that there was a search warrant for Ms. Reed's phone. That search warrant entitled the Commonwealth to search for data that's outlined in what's known as addendum or attaches addendum A. Learning the history of this case, I further learned that because there was an assertion of privileged communications, there was an agreement that the Attorney General's office would look through the data on the communications, and they would identify any attorney-client privilege information, extract it, and then provide the information back to the government and the defense. I am not sure of the accuracy, but I learned or read that the defense was given an entire data copy, forensic download, of Ms. Reed's phone years ago. When I looked through the discovery, it surprised me that the Commonwealth did not receive the forensic data. It received a report, and when we reviewed the reports, it had references to navigation information and Google searches, but did not have any of the forensic download. And so clearly, the Commonwealth has a warrant, is entitled not only to the PDF extraction, they're entitled to the full force of that proof, which is the data. I spoke to my experts, and they advised that they believed that the data would have more information than simply a PDF. And so when I learned this, I wanted to both scrupulously protect the defendant's rights, but I also wanted the data for our review. And so I limited my request for the data to navigation information in the Google searches. Although I do not believe it was required pursuant to the communication protocol, I asked the Attorney General's office to engage in that protocol anyways, just out of abundance of caution in respect to the defense. I contacted the defense. The defense offered their objection. I think it has no legal merit whatsoever. They don't have standing at this point, but I noted their objection. I believe, without certainty, that the Attorney General's office has gone through that review to make sure there are no communications. However, they expressed some reluctance to provide the information because of the existence of the communication protocol, and they did not believe there was enough clarity that there was a distinction between navigation information. I do not see that navigation information, Google information, or the other data that I want is covered by the protocol. I believe that protocol has at least partially already been followed anyways. Time is of the essence. This case is on for April 1st. There is what I believe to be relevant material, important information, including Google information and navigation information that we are entitled to. I don't want delay. So I filed this notice so that the court could give direction, either assuring the Attorney General's office that they could provide the information, or if there is going to be a protocol, which I discourage, that it's expedited. If there is something the defense wants to look at prior to me receiving it, it should be on a very, very narrow time frame. I don't think they have a right or entitlement to review anything I get. I think the Commonwealth is entitled pursuant to the search warrant. If they have a remedy, it's after we've already reviewed it, not before. And so I'm doing this to facilitate things because I'm mindful of the April 1st file, and we will pursue this information and use it if relevant.
Okay. Is there an opposition? I don't have anything in writing.
Your Honor, not really. The only thing that we expressed to Mr. Brennan was, and maybe I misunderstood his first, it was a communication we had on the phone. I thought that he was seeking something far broader than the search warrant. It sounds like he's staying within the parameters.
It sounds squarely within the search warrant.
Right. So that doesn't bother me. I want to make sure that whatever information he gets is squarely, as the court just said, squarely within those parameters. January 28th at 9:30 p.m. until January 29th at 5:30 p.m. And otherwise, I don't disagree that pursuant to the search warrant, we can get the raw. I'm calling it raw data, but I think we all know what we're talking about. Not the PDF, but the underlying data.
All right. It's squarely within the search warrant.
Right.
I do feel Mr. Brennan did not have to come to me or even you with it, but I do appreciate that you did so. So, yes. So the AG's office knows that you are entitled to that information. You may have it immediately.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So the motion regarding, Commonwealth's motion for reciprocal discovery pertaining to employees of ARCA. And then if you go one step further than that, are we going one step further than that with the second motion today? Or do counsel want to come to sidebar and tell me any information you have? How do you want to do this?
Whatever the court's most comfortable with. An open court or sidebar.
I'd prefer to find out what's going on over in federal court at sidebar first.
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, so I will hear you. Mr. Brennan, on your motion for reciprocal discovery.
Your Honor, we're expecting to file a certificate of compliance this morning. We've provided voluminous discovery to the defense, and it is now incumbent upon the defense to reciprocate, pursuant to the rules. I filed a motion to reciprocate. Also, there is a specific motion regarding expert witnesses relative to so-called ARCA experts. Those requests are consistent with information that we routinely provide pursuant to Rule 14, and we are asking that the defense comply if they expect to call these witnesses at trial.
And you have specific requests for the discovery, right?
I do.
All right. Mr. Jackson.
Thank you, Your Honor. I appreciate the opportunity to be heard on that. I appreciate Mr. Brennan's indication that he intends to file the certificate of compliance today. We know what our obligations are under Rule 14, and we intend to comply.
Okay. All right. So the motion is allowed. And Mr. Jackson, you had a scheduling concern?
I do. Concerning we received notice of discovery number 58 last night. It probably, I'm guessing it contains between a dozen, maybe 15 categories of new information that we're getting within that notice of discovery. They're substantial, including multiple experts, some individuals that we've never seen anything from. There, I believe that upon review and analysis, some or all of that will be relevant to our motion to dismiss, which I think is going to be pretty full-throated. The court indicated that it wanted us to file our motion to dismiss, I think, by the 11th, which is in 6 days from now. I don't think that's a reasonable possibility. We simply cannot get it done that quickly. I would ask the court, urge the court to allow us until sometime the beginning of March. We've got several dates on calendar. I don't have them committed to memory, but we'll be back at the beginning of March. That motion to dismiss, I think, if we have the time to do it and get it filed by the beginning of March, it's not going to take an enormous amount of court time. The time that's going to be taken is our preparation of the motion. But actually arguing it and ultimately the court either taking it under advisement or deciding on it, I don't think it's going to be that burdensome. Although it's going to be a very, very full-throated motion.
All right. So you first raised the issue, I believe, in a footnote on one of your other motions that was filed, January 21st or earlier, that this motion to dismiss is coming. You had a motion to dismiss it, the last trial, the same thing, forecast, and then it's coming. I need that motion in order to get it heard before then. Let me hear what the Commonwealth has to say. What's the extent of the information that you provided today or yesterday?
In the most recent discovery?
Yes.
It was voluminous.
Okay.
We provided a number of expert witnesses, entire files of expert witnesses. We've been providing discovery in an ongoing manner rather than wait until the end. When I've retained an expert, we've notified the defense. When we have reports, we've notified the defense and provided them almost immediately. But there is quite a bit of information that we put together regarding expert reports and data information, accident reconstruction, phone investigations. So we sent it by link because it was extraordinarily large.
Okay. Does the defense anticipate evidentiary motions in this case? Got time that maybe I can flip these. Do you anticipate evidentiary motions?
Can I just... I don't anticipate evidentiary motions from our end. Obviously, if that changes, I'll let the court and counsel know immediately, but I don't think so.
How about the Commonwealth?
There are none expected.
Jackson, I'll give you until 20th to file that motion to dismiss. And we'll hear it. If there are no evidentiary Commonwealth, I'd like you to comply with your response, if you could, by the 27th, 28th. Oh, wait, this is March. I'm sorry. No, February 20th. Yes, if you could have it by the 27th, please. And then we will have a hearing on it on March 4th. If there are any evidentiary motions, they must be filed by February 11th. And I want you to talk about whether we have a voir dire of the defendant's proposed witnesses, because we'll have to do both at the same time.
Your Honor, right? is it possible, I'm just looking at the calendar for the first time as the court's going through its calendar. Is it possible that I could urge the court to allow us 24th to file the motion to dismiss? That gives us a weekend. That is incredibly meaningful for us. I don't want to hamstring the Commonwealth if they need until the 3rd to give them a weekend.
No.
Possible?
But also, I need weekends.
Right.
So it's not possible. So I'm giving you from February 11th to February 20th. I'll give you to the 21st.
Okay, 21st. Thank you, Your Honor.
Commonwealth, I'll give you to the 28th. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
So, Judge, are we taking off 218?
We're going to take 218. Let's keep it on now.
Okay.
If you work out the, if you believe that it would be helpful after talking to do a voir dire of those witnesses, we've got the 18th free.
The 18th of?
February. You were supposed to be here anyway on your motion to dismiss.
Okay. Okay. I'll discuss it with Mr. Brenner. Yeah.
All right. Thank you all.
Your Honor, may I?
Yes. I'm sorry.
A few things, housekeeping matters. One, I'd like to set a date for reciprocal discovery. There has been
yes.
no date sent. I'd like to...
All right. So you are filing your notice of compliance today. Do you have it now to file?
I do. Can I just
okay.
show it to the defense?
Sure.
Oh, it's an extra copy? Okay. This one, if you want it. Awesome. Thank you. May I hand this in, Your Honor?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Sure.
All right. So all reciprocal discovery be provided by March 6th. All right, thank you all.
One last.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Could we come sidebar for this?
Sure. Mr. Brennan, anything else?
Thank you very much, Your Honor.
Mr. Jackson, anything?
No, Your Honor, thank you.
All right, thank you all.
Court, on rise, please.
You are muted.
That's the latest on the case of Karen Reed and the motions hearing. Of course, press subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage as we continue to follow this case and many others for you here at True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you for listening.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.